Dolly Parton's husband, Carl Dean, died this week. This morning, she released a new song, which, like some of her biggest hits, was inspired by him.
Without your trust, love and believe.
If You Hadn't Been There is Parton's ode to Dean and their 6 decades of marriage, as NPR's Isabella Gomez-Sarmiento reports.
Dolly Parton moved to Nashville when she was 18 years old. Her first day there, she went to the wishy-washy laundromat.
I'd brought some dingy, dirty little clothes from home, and so I was just down there doing my laundry and walking around on the sidewalk.
That's Parton speaking to NPR in 2014.
Carl Dean came riding by, and he pulled over and said something to me, and I said something to him, and 50 years later, we're still talking.
Dean and Parton were together for 60 years. Dean owned an asphalt business in Nashville, and he was known for staying out of the spotlight. So much so that there was a rumor that Parton made him up. But he was real, and he inspired this massive hit from 1973.
Jolene, 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 Jolene.
In 2008, Parton told NPR that the song was about a bank teller who paid Dean a little too much attention.
She got this terrible crush on my husband, and he just loved going to the bank because she paid him so much attention. It was kind of like a running joke between us when I was saying, hell, you're spending a lot of time at the bank. I don't believe we've got that kind of money. So it's really an innocent song all around, but sounds like a dreadful one.
I'm begging of you, please don't take my man.
Parton told the press that Dean was not the biggest fan of country music. He was more of a hard rock guy. But he stood by the side of one of country's most enduring voices until his death on Monday. Parton wrote this song in his memory.
If you hadn't been you, well, who would I be?
Parton released If You Hadn't Been There at midnight. On her Instagram, she wrote, quote, he will always be the star of my life story, and I dedicate this song to him. Isabella Gomez-Sarmiento, NPR News.